Royal Enfield Road Race build-off winner revealed, retro performance meets modern style. The Ryder Market entry, built on a Royal Enfield Continental GT650, emerged as the winner in the Royal Enfield Build, Train, Race build-off competition. The bike's owner, Nate Stickney, aimed to create a machine that retained the classic character of the GT650 while incorporating contemporary components. Owner Nate Stickney of Florida-based dealership Ryder Market wanted to strike a balance between retro style and modern performance in their entry. With the help of parts director Brian Coster, a seasoned bike builder, the project was completed from concept to completion. The traditional front end of the bike was completely re-engineered to accept a Showa inverted 43mm fork, featuring new fairing brackets that maintained the bike's handling dynamics and wind protection. This blend of old-school look and modern appearance enhances the overall aesthetic. At the rear, fully adjustable Racing Brothers piggyback reservoir shocks provide tunability and a firmer ride needed for aggressive cornering and smooth transitions on track. The result is a more controlled and responsive bike. The Vortex offset 7-degree clip-ons offer an aggressive yet comfortable riding position, while the Brembo radially actuated master cylinder provides improved braking performance and feel at the lever. Coster replaced the stock cable clutch with a Magura Hymec hydraulic clutch system, utilizing a Magura slave cylinder and Brembo master cylinder for crisper, more linear engagement. This upgrade significantly enhances the bike's performance. The bike rolls on fresh 17-inch wheels laced by Dubia USA, shod with Shinko Racing slicks, and features custom billet Messner Moto rear sets that improve ergonomics and stance. An Akrapovic slip-on muffler delivers increased airflow and a distinctive sound, further emphasizing the bike's race-ready intent. The subtle carbon fiber touches add an elegant modern accent to the retro lines. The Ryder Market logo emblazoned across the back of the seat hump is another nice touch, tying together the identity and color palette of the dealership with the bike's design.